Hey, Network, welcome to another Touch and Go. I am your host, Adam Juhan. Got something that's pretty near and dear to my heart that I want to talk about today. The military to civilian change in lifestyle. A lot of people like to call it a transition. This is kind of a pet peeve of mine. I think it's a pet peeve of a lot of guys out there. You're not really transitioning, right? Let's take a look at it. If you were a finance guy in the military and you were trying to get a job at, I don't know, PricewaterhouseCoopers doing accounting work or whatever the case would be, you wouldn't say, yeah, I'm just transitioning over to PwC. You actually have to earn that job, just like you do on the civilian side. You're just not handed the job. You have to go earn it. So what options are out there really for us to earn? We're going to take a look at a couple of those environmental lifestyle changes that you're going to have to make as you go forward in your aviation career, as you start looking past what you did and what you're going to do in the future. It is definitely a big change for all of us. It's something that we need to really focus on. So what really are our options? There's basically three real options, right? There's the guard, there's the reserve, and then there's out. There's a couple subsets of the reserve. The guard is pretty much the guard. And then, of course, there's just getting out of the military in general, saying so long, and seeing what you can do on the outside, which might be a big gamble, especially if you're not comfortable financially or you're not sure what the industry is going to bear out here in the future. You never know what's going to happen. Black swan event or financial crisis again. You don't know. So you've kind of got to pad yourself a little bit. So let's go over kind of some of the differences here. And these are going to be pretty basic because what we're doing is just giving you a primer for something that we're working with our good friend Mark over at Cockpit to Cockpit on, which is going to be your chance to take a class that will walk you through directly from being a military member on active duty to being on the outside, whether that be guard, reserve, going straight to a civilian cockpit, but kind of getting all of that put into place for you. What I would like to have done is that kind of thing when I first made the transition from the active duty side to the civilian side. See, I said transition there. I really would have loved to have something to help me figure out what was a good bet, what was not so good of a bet, and what kind of information was out there to help me kind of make those right decisions. I think most of us kind of get that from the pilot network right now. But this is an expansive way of doing it. So Mark and Cockpit, along with the pilotnetwork.org, is going to bring you a lot of really good information and actually kind of guide you through those steps. This is just a primer before that to get you kind of ready to go out there and conquer the world. Do your thing. So let's kind of take a look at a couple of these things. So the Guard. What is the Air National Guard? Now, there's also the Army National Guard, and if you want to go fly helicopters for them, they will be more than happy to take you. I can verify this in my home state of Wisconsin, if you like. They're dying. They need people. So by all means, if you're interested, go talk to them. They'll take you. But let's take a look at the Air National Guard directly. So the Guard, as most of you probably already know, it's a state governor-owned organization, so it's not federalized. However, the feds can get involved. That's where the two sets of orders, different sets of orders comes in. We'll just break it down real basic. There's Title 32 and Title 10. Title 32 is what you do when you're in direct control of the state, when you're getting paid by the state. Title 10 is federal contingency orders, those kind of things. And they accrue a little bit different for retirement and early retirement, stuff like that. But it's nothing to get too focused on. It's just something for you to be aware of. The money will come from different places. I think that's kind of part and parcel with what I said there earlier. The deployment cycles are a little bit different than what you're going to see on the reserve side. It's definitely different what you're going to see on the active duty side. And then there's also some different job opportunities within the Guard. There's full-time orders, an AGR position that we like to call it, Active Guard Reserve. There's also technician jobs, which are civilian side positions within the Guard that you can do. There's also different pay periods that are very similar to the reserves. So there's a lot of ways for you to go about bumming and making your paycheck there while you're awaiting your apps to get finished up, or while you're finishing your apps to send to the airlines and then go about trying to get your civilian job. So how do the reserves differ from that? Well, they're just a completely federal entity. There is no state level command or anything like that that gets involved. So the money is definitely a lot different because it flows just from the feds. And what you'll see is sometimes the reserves don't necessarily have the same large pot of money that the guard does. They don't have the capability to tap state resources as well as the feds. So they're dependent on just one side, not so much the other. And they don't have that AGR position either. They do have a couple other pay, or at least one other pay vehicle that you can while you're bumming or troughing, as they like to call it in the reserves, to kind of make your ends meet and make that money while you're working just specifically for the Guard and Reserve. The deployment cycles are a little different as well. We won't get into too much of the specifics of that because it's unit dependent, airframe dependent, all that good stuff. They also have the technician program like they do on the Guard side, and that is almost the same. There's also the Naval Reserve. For those of you that are interested in that, some of you probably saying to yourself right now, that's an actual thing. Because I know I said that when I first got out of active duty many, many, many moons ago. And I went to look up all the jobs that I could get. And I said, that's actually a thing, Naval Reserve. In fact, VR-57, that was the unit I wanted to join. They flew 737s out of San Diego. I mean, who wouldn't love that? Unfortunately, they weren't hiring at the time. They definitely weren't hiring me at the time. So I had to take one for Uncle Sam and for the team and go to Michigan to get my job. So I had to give up San Diego and go to Michigan, but all things turned out perfectly for me. So I can't really complain too much. One of the best parts about the Naval Reserve units out there is their locations are pretty much some of the best in the business. Yeah, they're not all perfect, but what military locations are all perfect? I will say, though, that it's the Navy, so normally it's pretty close to water. The big thing I'm going to tell you about the Naval Reserve, the Air Force Reserve, or the Air National Guard, if you have any interest in going this route, not just leaving, you need a network. And that's what the Pilot Network's all about. You're already doing that a little bit, so continue. You have to continue down that route, and you've really got to work those networks, because those jobs sometimes, although they're a little easier right now with the demand out there, if any little thing happens, those jobs can be very tough to get. And remember, it's not all about, it's just like your airline apps for those guys who are doing them. It's not all about your hours. It's not all about your experience. It's the kind of person you are. And you can't just walk in and think, well, I'm an evaluator in this airframe. Well, maybe you were a kind of a douchebag and you pissed some people off. Well, you may not have a job. So remember that guy who you hooked or did something kind of crappy to earlier in life, they could be the chief of hiring now for this guard gig that you really want. So you got to go in and make penance for people who have burned a bridge. And then that's why I don't ever burn bridges. But if you also aren't to that level yet, or you're brand new starting out on this career, remember that's a good way to think. Hey, you never know who's going to be the person that's going to have a major say in your life in the future. And also, I mean, golden rule, right? Do unto others as you'd have done to you. Well, that's a perfect way to kind of apply to the reserve guard lifestyle to try to get into that environment. And I will say that if you focus on that kind of stuff, you'll be shocked at how much it'll pay off. I know right now you're probably saying, well, Adam, you didn't teach us anything new. Well, some of you out there probably already knew all this information, but there are some people who just don't have access to it. I remember when I was an ROTC senior cadet, I had no idea about the Guard and Reserve. Man, do I wish I had that information at that time. Maybe it would have hindered my career development, but maybe it really would have helped me. Either way, I want to make sure that everybody's at the same base level before we move forward. We're going to get into a more kind of pared down and direct, what do you need to start researching or do next? My big thing has always been location, location, location. Obviously, that's why I went to the Milwaukee Guard. Okay, now that you guys all got your laugh out of the way. What we're going to do in the next episode is kind of discuss a little bit extra of what you can do before you get into the cockpit-to-cockpit checklist way of doing business. This is just, like I said, just a primer series to get you ready to make that next leap. Not that transition, but that earning of your next job. Again, I want to thank Matt Swee, my faithful companion on the TPN journey. I also want to thank all the networkers out there. Your support means everything to us. If you want to support us further, go check out thepilotnetwork.org. Sign up for your very own account, which is always free for the member. You can also check out our Patreon campaign. That's www.patreon.com. In the search bar, you can type in The Pilot Network, or you can type in /The Pilot Network. That should come up too. Again, we want to thank you guys all for your support out there. We love how you help each other, and we love trying to push forward a little help to you. Until next time, everybody, fly safe.